Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LeBrecker. On today's episode, myself, Mark Henry, and Bully Ray talk about the latest addition to the Bud Light, Tama Tonga. And Bully Ray has some unique perspective on him. Also, we get into Thunder Rosa, finally a live microphone in Thunder Rosa's hands, and we talk about Jack Perry in Chicago. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
All right, what do you want to know? What do you got? What do you mean?
Tama Tonga. I mean, you just said it. Like, well, you know him. Like, talk a little bit about him, a little bit of his background. I want to hear. You know, he's a student of the Team 3D Academy. Now he had one of the most impactful moments on Friday Night SmackDown. He's now a part of the WWE. You could give that unique perspective. So here you go.
In 2009, Haku came to the Team 3D Academy. Then we were located in Kissimmee, Florida. And he asked me and Devon to train his two sons, Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa. Haku said he also wanted to be involved in their training. So they trained with me and Devon 3 days a week at the academy. And then I gave Haku the keys to our school so he could come in on Sundays and work privately with his sons. I saw a lot in the both of them very, very early on. As a matter of fact, to me, Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa, who we have not seen yet, maybe we will down the road, they were the Usos before the Usos, as far as a Samoan or Polynesian type of team. I saw them as a modern-day SST, Samoan SWAT team. Not necessarily the size of those guys, but the same look, the same feel, the same vibe, the same intensity. Tama Tonga had the majority of the personality. And that's what I'm looking forward to. Tama had a good run in New Japan. His facials are really good. Like, do you guys, you know, in rugby, before they play a game, they have something called the haka. Tama Tonga has that crazy ass haka face where his eyes go wide open and you could see the whites of his eyes and his cheeks go up and the tongue comes out. He has a ferocity to him. He's scary. He's intense. He's all of these things. And I think that everything that he has learned so far, whether that was his initial training, things that he's learned from his dad, the stuff that he's learned in New Japan along the way, are going to provide an incredible foundation for the WWE to build their version of Tama Tonga on. I think he can be a very, very important part of this bloodline with more of a psychotic killer edge to him as opposed to Solo's, you know, stoic, quiet killer. Tama Tonga is the guy that's just off the deep end. You know, when you see Solo He'll stop you in your tracks and you're very weary of him, and you'll go out of way your way to walk around Solo. You see Tama Tonga, if they bring that real personality and character out of him, he's the guy that when you see him, you just run. Because the guy's insane. The guy's a psycho. He's just going to charge you and he's going to dig his teeth into your neck.
Jeez.
But that's the kind of intensity he has. That's what I've seen from him before. I don't know what the WWE wants out of him, but I think that's very easy to get out of him. He's kind of like the...
a pit bull off the leash?
He's like, he's almost like Mickey from Natural Born Killers. I'm a natural born killer. He's just a psycho.
Wow.
See, I like that dynamic, Mark, because then you have Solo, who's that silent killer, but then you're going to have somebody that's just off the wall. And Tama Tonga, it sounds like if they go with the way that Bully is saying, and honestly, from what we saw on Friday, that's more of a probability than anything else, then you're going to have that guy that's just, that's the one that you're afraid of. So you have the silent killer, and then that's quiet, doesn't give you any kind of expression. You don't know what, you can't read him by his facial expression. And then you have the one that's just off the wall.
Pick your poison.
Yeah, pretty much,
like,
right?
What death do you want? Death by a thousand cuts? Or just the sword right through you?
You know, yeah. Like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas, he'd whack you just for the sake of whacking you.
Yeah. What do you mean I'm funny?
Yeah. You know, could you see Tama coming to the ring with the bloodline? All of a sudden, just some guy randomly looks at him and he just takes his face and he plants it into a wall. And they're like, why'd you do that? Why not?
And this also, guys, this also sets up Jay and Jimmy Uso as well. Because now that, you know, Jay is out of the bloodline, now it looks like Jimmy, is he out of the bloodline? We don't know. We're not going to see Jimmy for a while. Paul Heyman, when they asked Paul Heyman, how's Jimmy? He's like, not good. Not good. So we're not going to see Jimmy. But maybe this is the start of the reconciliation between Jimmy and Jay Uso.
And you have to have sometimes advancement by subtraction. Like if the Usos are around, then people will be thinking about them. If you want to get Tama over, you have to take somebody away. And that's that was a good move. That's a great strategy.
Well, that's why you don't get the fearful, addition and more additions where it's out of control, where you get the latter days of the NWO. But it also, I think the fans would love, and that kind of starts Bully, what you were talking about earlier, like the two bloodlines, where you have a returning Roman Reigns associating himself with Jimmy and Jey Uso, and then you have Solo and Tama Tonga, and maybe more additions. I mean, there's all these rumors about Jacob Fatu being a part of this as well. So imagine
maybe Zilla.
Is it safe to say that Jacob Fatu is maybe the best wrestler that nobody has seen? I mean, Jacob Fatu is amazing.
He's special.
Yeah, we've been praising Jacob Fatu for years. He's been on this show many, many times. The busted open that you hear every day, that's Jacob Fatu. So, I mean, I feel like at some point we're going to get Jacob Fatu. And Jacob Fatu is one of those guys. I mean, you talk about Solo. That guy could do anything, Jacob Fatu.
Have you seen Zilla?
Yes.
Man, what a good-looking human being. And just physically intimidating.
But he's still young, Mark.
He's still young.
He's still new, and he's still young. Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga, they've been paying their dues. They, you know, Tama's been at it now for more than 10 years. Jacob probably close to that.
Yeah.
So they got some seasoning under their belt. Zilla still needs to be developed.
Yeah,
but I get where you're coming from.
3 years. Yeah.
And I love the addition of fresh blood, new meat into an already great story. New dynamics. Who are you? Why are you here? Who are you related to? What part of the family are you? What's your beef? Why now? Just those questions right then and there.
I thought it was great the way The Rock and Roman put both family trees and how they connected to one giant tree into the roots. Like, I thought that was great. All you got to do is make that t-shirt and just introduce people.
Speaking of family trees, I just want to send out another get well and best wishes to Afa, the wild Samoan, to Pops. Hope he continues to get well and is back and on his feet soon.
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on? This is Bully Ray from Busted Open on SiriusXM's Fight Nation. For 15 years, we've brought you the best pro wrestling talk on the planet. And now, we're bringing you even more. Yo, guys, welcome to Busted Open After Dark. Every Wednesday night, as soon as AEW Dynamite ends, I'm bringing you instant reactions with the Busted Open Nation. The only place to party on Wednesday nights is Busted Open After Dark. With me, Uncle Bully. Download it on Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
I've been saying it. Not just for the last few weeks since Thunder has come back to AEW, but since day one that Thunder was signed to AEW. Give Thunder a live microphone. Give her an opportunity to tell her story. And I got to give AEW credit for Collision on Saturday because, Mark, they gave her a live microphone and gave her 5 minutes.
And she blew it out the park.
She killed it. And that sound didn't do it justice, though. That was great as well. When she was smearing the makeup on her face, just like the visuals of it, was absolutely tremendous.
Dave, now, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but we always get the smiling Thunder Rosa. We always get the passionate Latina Thunder Rosa. Did you notice that we didn't get that? You know what we got? We got the angry, I'm already dead inside Thunder Rosa. And anytime somebody says that that's already dead, you know, because the paint on her face is about the day of the dead. And when you can suppress your feelings and just react, you're better. I was trained to have to do that. It didn't happen just because I was a talented athlete. We had, at the Olympic Training Center, we didn't just have physical training. We had Dr. Steve Fleck, who was a world-renowned kinesiologist, but he also did all these scientific studies on the brain and the ability to focus, lifting blind. They put garbage cans over the weight so we didn't know how much was on the bar, and they would say, go lift it. The first time that I ever lifted 350 in a snatch, it was blind. And I had hit the wall. I couldn't lift it. And then finally they were like, well, let's just put it on there. And I was able to do it. And then from then on, I was able to do it. You bust through windows, you bust through doors because you don't have a limit. Thunder Rosa is talking like she don't have a limit. A limit to pain, no feelings. Whatever happens to you, happens to you. That's a dangerous damn place to be, Dave.
Yeah, but it didn't, and this is something that I learned from you, but this is something that, again, that I learned from Bully. Bully asked me to cut a promo a few weeks ago on on The Rock, or on, I think, no, it was on Tommy. And the one thing he said was, dude, too much fire right out of the gate. Like, you're yelling right out of the gate. You got to build towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 5 minutes, that's exactly what Thunder did. Thunder wasn't yelling right as soon as she was handed the microphone. As a matter of fact, Mark, to your point, when Thunder came out, she had a smile on her face. She came out and it looked like it was going to be the Thunder Rosa that we usually see week in and week out. But at the end of that promo, she was that, you know, you can't kill something that's already dead. Because of everything that's happened to me, I'm dead inside. That happened later on. But she was able to tell the story of what's happened to her, where she was, having to give up that championship, not knowing that she was ever going to be able to wrestle again. And now she's got this opportunity. And what Toni Storm did to her last week in disrespecting her. What she was able to do is put over herself, put over Toni Storm, put over that AEW Women's Championship. And she even was able to put over AEW in that time. Like, if I'm Toni Khan, I'm kicking myself right now. Because I'm saying to myself, fuck, man. I had this the whole time. And now, a week before the pay-per-view, I finally decided to give her a live microphone. I'm very, very thankful that she got the opportunity to do what she did. And I'm extremely proud of her. But if I'm Toni Khan, I'm kicking myself right now.
I think Toni Khan knew what he had the whole time. How could you not? Thunder, when she first started, did a phenomenal job on her promos and with her work. We always talk about Britt versus Thunder and how they need to revisit that again. I think Toni knew. I think outside of the ring issues, backstage issues, affected Tony's vision with Thunder. Here's the bottom line. Whenever I take a look at a person, right, I always look to see what makes them tick. Mark, you said it. You stole my thunder. Thunder Rosa is a fiery Latina. Mark is a strong, emotional man. I'm a passionate Italian. Like, I know if I wanted to, I could make Mark Henry at any given, and I'm not saying I control you, Mark, but you'll get this. If me and you were ever embroiled something in wrestling, I know what makes you tick. I could make you cry, or I could make you real fucking mad whenever I wanted to. Because I know Mark's buttons. You as a booker, as a matchmaker, have to know how to push Thunder Rosa's buttons. That no matter what you feed her storyline-wise, you always get the fiery Latina. That no matter what we feed Mark, we always get the passionate strong man. Who at any moment could snap your neck or cry like a baby because he feels so bad about snapping your neck. Hopefully, they continue to tap into this. I love the fact that Thunder Rosa did the demonic voice. I love that she said she's dead inside already, because when you're dead inside, you can't feel anything.
Nothing.
Speak to women who have been scorned, who are now dead inside. They don't feel any emotion anymore. And when you have a woman that doesn't feel emotion anymore, you're as good as dead to her. All of these real life emotions, you have to know how to bottle. This is where Paul Heyman was an absolute genius. Taz was 5'8" on a good day, but he was an angry man. And Paul knew how to harness that anger and send it out there to the world. I like how Thunder harnessed her own anger, because that's all Thunder. Nobody brought that out of her. I wish AEW had somebody there working on promos with talent who could see the real inner personalities of talent and truly bring them out. I don't know if that person exists there or if the person that does that job is just really not that good at it. I think it's the talent having to find themselves. In this industry, you need other people find. You need to be cutting a promo in front of Mark Henry and Mark Henry going, no, no, no. I just saw the real you. This is what you need to put your finger on. This is what you need to tap into. Just like the Emperor felt the hatred in Anakin and he tapped into Anakin's hatred and fed the hatred. And that's what turned him into Vader.
Kill Dooku.
Yeah. Yeah, kill him.
I know.
Kill him now.
I know you want to.
That's so that's the long and the short of it.
No, and I get it, and it makes sense, and it's just good. First of all, I don't think, you know, it's one thing for us because she's on our show. She's a host on our show. We've told her story long before she even became a host here on Busted Open. But this is the first time ever that she has gotten any mic time at all. I mean, this is somebody who was a
She didn't
former...
get mic time with her Brit story?
No. I mean, she didn't get any mic time at all. She never had an opportunity to really tell her story. Even right after she won the AEW Women's Championship, she never spoke. They never had her with a live microphone in her hand. This was the first time that she was given any time to actually tell her story. I thought she did a wonderful job. And again, got me emotionally invested in her and emotionally invested in a match that we're about to see. Now, I don't know what's going to happen at Dynasty, but if I'm Tony Khan, this is somebody that, all right, now I know I have somebody in Thunder Rosa. If I give her mic time, see, this is where it gets frustrating for me, guys, is that you can't look at a pro wrestling show like a grid and say, all right, we got a certain amount of viewers for this segment, so this works. But then in this segment, we didn't get a lot of viewers, so this didn't work. Well, no, why didn't it work? How can we make it better? And how can we make the roster that we have bigger and better that people want to tune into them? You brought them in for a reason. You made them a part of your company and a part of your show for a reason. Well, then take them and build them. Work on their strengths and work on their weaknesses. I feel like they had to look at Thunder Rosa with a live microphone in her hand as a weakness. Why do I think that? Because they never gave her a live microphone. So obviously they didn't entrust her with a live microphone or think that she could get people or grab people if she had a live microphone. Well, now you gave her one, and I would say, Mark, Grand Slam on Saturday at Collision with a promo. Dare I say it was
she hit for the cycle.
That it was the best part of the show on Saturday. Well, now that you gave her opportunity, now you got to build on that. Now you know you have something. Don't say, all right, well, I gave you 5 minutes. You bitched and complained. There's your 5 minutes. Don't bother me again. Build on something that got knocked out of the park. Am I wrong, Bully?
You're not wrong at all. Mark, I'm just curious. I have to ask you, like, is there a person in AEW who's dedicated to helping talent with their promos?
They do it on the basis of the promos when people are doing it. And
so there's not like a senior producer, let's just say Mark Henry or Billy Gunn. There's not somebody in charge of watching promos and saying, okay, this your promo is good, but here's what you can do to make it better.
No, the main producers, Sanjay and Pat Buck, you know, like the guys that are, there's people there that are doing it. Jimmy is doing it.
Well, hopefully they saw something here and they build on it because you have a pay-per-view main event match with those two, Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm, coming up on Dynasty. So this is hopeful. I'm hopeful now that they see something in Thunder and that they use Thunder that way.
I will say this. When you said Jimmy, you mean Jimmy Jacobs, Mark?
Yeah.
I'm hopeful with that name because I enjoyed working with Jimmy a couple of years ago in TNA, I would have Jimmy specifically produce me during my stuff because Jimmy has a different type of personality, a more unique, eclectic personality.
I really like him.
Yeah. So I would have Jimmy specifically listen to me and give me like pointers that I might not see. I also loved, like back in the day, Jason Hervey was working with TNA. I loved Jason working with Jason Hervey because he would able to give me a perspective on Bully that I wouldn't even see. Like sometimes when I wanted to come across as like, you know, typical Bully, he'd be like, no. Go nice guy Bully. Or you're like you're being the passive aggressive nice guy Bully. You'll get more out of the other guy's character if you do it this way. And I love it when people can stop me and my tracks and get me to think about a different way to present myself or a different way to present wrestling. So I'm hopeful with Jimmy there that he can help talent bring out the best sides of themselves.
Tony Schiavone is good too.
Yeah, okay. I've never worked with Tony in that capacity, so I'll take your word for it.
The Busted Open Podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open Podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now.
We want to give a shout out to Nick Nemeth, our very own Nick Nemeth, big win in Chicago for New Japan over Ishii. Also, Moxley now beat Naito. Moxley is now your IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. Moxley is going to talk on Dynamite on Wednesday. I feel like we're going to lose Moxley for a little bit on Dynamite because Moxley is going to be out in New Japan defending that IWGP World Heavyweight Championship.
Question for you, Dave. And first and foremost, congratulations to John Moxley, the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, a very prestigious championship. If you're going to win a world championship, that's one of the ones that you want around your waist. So congrats to Mox. Is Mox the first Gaijin, the first American to win it since AJ Styles?
I think he may be the last one since AJ Styles. I'll have to check on that.
Okay.
I think Bully during the match, they said that Moxley is the only person to win a WWE title, AEW title, and that title.
Oh, okay. That's a nice little.
He's the only one.
Yep, that's a nice little.
When you're a
notch
one
of
one, you're pretty damn good in pro wrestling.
It's like the world's strongest man. One on one.
It's so funny because and you know, on Friday we heard Cody Rhodes saying that him and AJ Styles were the only two wrestlers to hold a WWE championship and the NWA championship. So, you know, it's funny how in this world of pro wrestling right now, we are seeing other companies acknowledge. But I'm going to go through these former IWGP champions.
That's what we got Paul for, Dave. You run the show. Keep talking, Dave.
Now, what was the
welcome to Busted Open.
No, wait, hold on. What was your specific question?
Oh, it was Kenny. Kenny Omega is Canadian.
Yeah. So yeah, Jay White obviously. I think AJ Styles is the last one.
Okay.
Yep, AJ Styles, February 11th, 2015.
There you go,
AJ Styles. So I think AJ Styles is the last one. So. Congratulations to John Moxley. And I know this is something that John Moxley really wanted to do. I think this is one of the big reasons why he left the WWE as well. So, you know, congratulations, because you said it. That's one of the most prestigious championships that you can actually hold. The match was fantastic. So if you haven't, go back and definitely check it out. But also we saw we saw Jungle Boy, Jack Perry. Jack Perry lost in his match, but Jack Perry in Chicago obviously was getting destroyed with the CM Punk chants. He had the jacket on that said "Cry Me a River," so he's really leaning in to the CM Punk stuff. Obviously, last Wednesday we saw the video footage of CM Punk and Jack Perry. I don't know why if you're Jack Perry, why would you want that footage shown? He got knocked on his ass, and then he got scooped away like a child by Samoa Joe. but to each his own. Bully, I know you talked a lot about this on Busted Open After Dark. Now, Jack Perry obviously is going to be with the Bucks, obviously going to be a part of the Elite, I would think, when he does come back to AEW. The upside of all this. And is there an upside to all this?
I cannot tell you whether there is an upside. The upside will be determined by the amount of people tuning into the show and the interest generated. I struggle to find one person, whether they were calling into Busted Open After Dark or the plethora of people that responded on social media, one person to tell me the positive of showing the footage. Even Nick Nemeth, who I respect because he has different takes at times. I listened last Friday. Not even Nick had a good reason. Normally, Nick can come up with, like, something. Well, you know, what if you look at it from this perspective? Okay, all right, I'll go down that rabbit hole. Not even he could. Go ahead.
No, because it was funny because I don't know if you heard the caller right near the end of the show. There was a caller that loved it and think it's great. And
the negativity.
Yeah, and he accused me of not taking any, like, calls that were positive about it, which is completely untrue. We just didn't get any. And I was like, well, I'm taking your call, so how am I not taking calls from people that I specifically went to his call as soon as I saw it because I wanted to get a different perspective. And his take was, and Mark, you heard it, I love it. I love the negativity. I love when other companies shit on other companies. I was like, well, there you go. There you go. That's who
you're
catering
to. That was the answer, Bully. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
In the past 6 weeks, if we just take a look at the rating, and I said, hopefully this stunt of showing the backstage footage at least popped a rating for them. Now, if you take a look at the last 6 weeks of numbers, going back to like 6 weeks ago, low 800s, then they dipped into the 750 and the 750. Then they had to advertise this just to get back to 812. All right. This dirt generated enough interest in the AEW fan who was actually losing interest to come back and watch for a week. This week will let you know if airing that footage did them any good. If they can maintain the number, okay, you got something to build on. Very little, but it's something. If they dip back, then all you did was air some dirty laundry, bring 75,000 viewers back to the product, and now you're back to where you were. And nothing is going to help other than a complete different vision on your entire product. If you speak to smart wrestling minds, they will tell you that what's going on right now, although the diehard loves it, is going to do nothing to grow your audience. Nothing. No fresh growth, no new growth. It's stale. It's neutral. It is what it is. Yes, when you do your pay-per-views once every quarter, you'll get your good house. You'll get a good show. But then you're going to be right back where you started. It's time to start thinking a little bit differently on how we want to present this product, keep it an alternative to the WWE.
And the worst thing about it is I really thought that it did an injustice to what Adam Copeland said in the ring a week prior, because it completely went against everything that Adam Copeland said in the ring. Not only that, and I thought the most egregious one was the Will Ospreay promo. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.